Hey everyone, this is Julia Barbaro, host of the Julia and Gino podcast. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host Gino Barbaro.
Julia, how are we doing today?
I'm good.
I chose the topic. No, actually, I think you chose the topic. And when you had mentioned to me this, I don't want to call it an acronym, but a shortening, you said the trad life.
Well, hold on, time out.
What's
time out. You had sent me this and I'm like, oh, that's great. A traditional wife. Let's do that. But I didn't look into it. I was just honored.
I was confused at how it happened. When I saw it, it sort of seemed as if they were demeaning that alternative or the older lifestyle. And when I saw it, Julia, I said, we need to really dive into the topic and share our journey with it. And I think I haven't even shared with you what I want to talk about today, but it's amazing how it has evolved. Whereas a generation ago, you were basically stuck at home traditionally. You didn't have any outlets. You had nothing. Whereas nowadays, I'm getting ahead of myself, you could still be a stay-at-home mom and still have a pretty fulfilling career and have other support groups. For instance, we homeschool now. There's so many different cooperatives. I should say my wife homeschools. I like to take credit for it. But
I made the face because you said we homeschool now.
But I still could take some credit for it, can I? I mean, like the kids do come to our events.
Yes.
But I'm getting ahead of myself. But I think it's, you know, when people are talking about it, they sort of demean it, and it's like a lifestyle. And we're here to tell you there's no right or wrong way. I think you got to blend it. I think we're just going to share with you what worked with us, how we came to the decision, and you know how it's really impacted our family and our lives.
It's interesting because I was trying to, when we were talking about this subject, like I said, when you sent me the trad wife, this new, I guess, name that I've never heard of. I honestly was like, that's awesome. I love that.
Marketing 101.
Yes. But when I looked it up online, it was a little on the negative side. And I thought, oh, that's terrible. But it brought me back to many years ago, before I met Gino. I always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I did. There's something about it. I've talked about it before. I'm sure you already heard about this. At the time, I was in hairdressing school. I was out of high school. And that's what I wanted to do. I there was something about it that it was so good. I saw it as like what the world needs is just family. And this is before I met you, Gino. I remember I was in school. We were doing hair, basically. And I had mentioned, somebody asked me, Julia, you know, where do you hope to work when you get out of school? Like where in the city, New York City? We were in New York at the time. And I said, to be honest, I just want to be a stay-at-home mom. And let me tell you, I did not expect this. Completely got yelled at by a woman. She yelled at me that I have more value than that. There's so much more to life than just being a mother and staying at home and wasting my time. I mean, she just completely went off the rails at me. And I thought, okay. And I was a little stubborn at the time. My husband thinks that's
it's only
funny.
Gotten worse with the time.
And I just sat quietly and listened to her. Now, of course, this is back when I was much younger. I would have handled it differently if it happened now. But I thought, wow, she must have gone through something terrible for her to act like this. She must have gone either through a bad marriage or her parents. Something must have happened for her to see a stay-at-home mother, like a housewife, a woman who decides to stay at home and raise her kids. And she must have saw something bad. And I think back about that woman and I'm like, gosh, I wonder what, now that I'm an adult and I've gone through things, I wonder what even society's view, why it has changed so much over the years.
So let me define it. I've got it on my notes here. A trad wife in recent Western culture typically denotes a woman who believes in traditional sex roles and a traditional marriage. Don't even know what that means, but that's what they say. They revere being stay-at-home parents and housewives while their husbands work outside the home. To me, that's a demeaning definition because I think the definition of a traditional housewife is one of an entrepreneur. I couldn't afford my wife when we got married. If I had to pay someone that did everything that my wife did when we got married, I wouldn't even be able to pay. I can barely pay her now. I can barely afford her now. But when we're starting
out. He doesn't pay me. I don't know where that comes. Sometimes you say
it's
things.
It's all yours,
like,
baby. Baby, it's all yours at the end of the day. And this is what. This was my thought process when we started out. She said she wanted to stay home, and I sort of wanted that. But let me tell you, with the skill set she had, she could have probably been earning another $50,000 a year. So we did defer. It was difficult. People are going to say, oh, you had a business. You could afford it. That extra 50 G's a year could have really helped me buy another couple multifamilies early on. But that was the trade-off. I'd rather sacrifice the short term for the long term. Remember, we always talk about the 100-year and responsibility and long-termism. But when I hear that definition, I say to myself, there's so much that a woman has to do when she stays at home. I've written some of these down, and this is the truth. There's a little humor in this, but at the same time, my wife is a chef. She's a doctor. She's an accountant. She is the laundromat. She's a school teacher. She's a life coach. She's a chauffeur. She chauffeurs me too. She's a plumber slash electrician. Something breaks in the house, I'm not home, she fixes it. She's an event planner. My God, that is, you know how much an event planner costs nowadays? She's a personal shopper. Hey, Jewel, can you get me some personal shopper? She's my hairdresser. She cuts my hair. She's a personal assistant. She's a videographer, editor, and she's a negotiator. Chris Voss. How about that? Now, if I sit there and think about it, obviously, when we first got married, she didn't have a lot of those skills. She developed those skills. But she's really the hub of the household. When I'm out working, when I was working at the restaurant, I couldn't do a lot of the stuff at home. She picked up the slack. And she was able to do all this. And if I had to hire somebody to do this, I wouldn't have been able to. And the fact that our kids have grown up in that household over the years and seen her do it, they've developed the work ethic that my wife has. And they're like, oh, okay. I mean, had a great lunch today. Veal saltimbocca. This my 7th-year-old and the 14-year-old made lunch. And I got to be honestly, Julia, I'm going to be completely honest. My wife couldn't have made it better. Not even close.
No.
They used fresh sage. Mm-hmm. She had the prosciutto. They banged the veal really thin. They sauteed it. They made a nice white wine sauce. It was unbelievable. And if I don't think if my wife had stayed home and she'd gone to work, my wife would kids would not have been able to learn something like that. And that's something when you think about it, I want you to think to yourself, if you're out there considering making the choice, oh, I have to defer. I'm not going to make as much money. Out of that $50,000, how much did my wife actually keep after taxes? It would have been significantly less unless she was making cash. But at the time, you got to pay taxes. She's got to get dressed. She's got to make herself lunch. She's got to have a car. All of these things add up. So when you're making the calculations, take everything into totality. And what is the net? We always talk about the gross, but what is the net? If her gross was $50,000, I would probably bet you if I needed to have a car for you and all this stuff, your net, I probably would have made an extra $10,000 a year on her working outside the house all that time. That's $200 a week. What is that life-changing? No. But what would that allow me to do? It allowed me to have somebody at home that took care of a lot of these necessities that I would have had to go out and get done from somebody else.
That was very kind. I like the
rundown. Good list, isn't it, baby?
It's a good list.
My favorite, honestly, you told me this one. I love the event planner. The event planner is great. I never thought about that. But also, what about the plumber electrician? The kids are like, Mom's not a plumber electrician. I'm like, yeah. Who fixed the sink? What happens when over here the lights go out in the house and something's got to get fixed? We don't call the plumber. We call Mom first. Mom takes care of it. And if that doesn't happen, then Dad looks at it. And obviously, if it's above Dad's skill set, we go to the plumber and electrician.
I think I'm above his skill set. No, I'm just saying.
Wait, there's another one I forgot on here. Okay. Picture hanger. I can't hang a picture
hanger
to save my life. That's true. Let her take care of that as well. If she likes to do a little painting every now and again, let her be a painter as well.
Thank you. All
of these skills, and this is the truth. I mean, when you look at the school teacher aspect of it, I think the school teacher aspect of it is huge. If you're sending your kids to private school.
We decided to homeschool. You have to remember that. And even if kids do go to school, they come home. Usually the mom's there to, you know,
But what I'm saying is if you're sending the kids to private school and that's another tuition and you can have your kids stay home,
right?
That's money that you're saving. I like how you're talking money.
This whole time.
Yes.
But there has to be, in order for it to be successful and for you and for people out there to hear, in order for a marriage to be successful, the relationship has to be worked at. And, you know, looking over the years, thinking back about all the couples I knew, all the families I knew, the mom stayed home. In order for that to be a happy marriage, the husband, first of all, has to be that loving, that kind husband, to be supportive and not to be that arrogant jerk. Because that really, seriously, just hear me out for a second.
Your faces.
A lot of times we leave the house. Maybe we want to work. Maybe we want to leave the house to get away from each other. We want to live our own lives. We want to live separate lives. We want to have separate bank accounts. We want to live the life we did when we were single, but be married, maybe have children. And I think it's something to think about is that it takes all that trust to come home and say, okay, I trust you enough to go make money and to support us. I'm going to stay home. You're going to trust me to watch the children to raise the kids. I mean, we're raising these little people into the world. It's a huge responsibility. And I know that you had my back. You didn't come home and, you know, that jerky worst dinner. Okay, except for that one story about when I was pregnant the first time. It's somewhere on a podcast if you want to hear it. But there were moments, of course, on both of our ends where we weren't appreciative. But that's the whole point of marriage and working on a relationship. But it has to be a respect for each other. And I can't even tell you how important that is, because otherwise it doesn't work.
I think you have to talk to people who have done it, who have tried it. And I think you have to be able to communicate amongst each other. I think that's what my wife is trying to say. There's got to be communication amongst Julia and Gino. And when we start out, we got married. Hey, Jewel, do you want to stay home? Yeah, let's try it. Or, you know, the wife comes to me and says, I'm staying home. Well, I could be my jerky self and go, no, you're not staying home. You're going out and get a job. And you really have to discuss it openly and honestly and talk to other people who have done it. And a lot of people will always compliment our kids and how wonderful our kids are. That doesn't happen by chance. I mean, you can get lucky, but the fact that they've turned out pretty good is a testament to the traditional lifestyle where at least one of the parents is home and spends time with them. Do you have to homeschool your kids? I don't think you do, but spending an inordinate amount of time for them, you know, taking care of the house, running the entire house, it is an entrepreneur's job. You are the visionary for the household. I mean, you are the mission statement. You're running the house. Everything that's going on, you're taking care of it. You're in the hub there, and that's such an overlooked job. And you know, for them to say traditional or that doesn't make any sense to me. I think you look at any business that has core values, it has culture, and that's what having that traditional household lends itself to, because everything is emanating from that household. You have the kids that are living there. You have the mom who's taking care of it. The father is working, being able to provide. And then he comes home. It's not like he's going to, you know, I don't come home and kick my feet up on the couch and go, okay, I'm done today. There's responsibilities and things that I need to do as well, lending a hand and obviously give my wife a break. And then as our relationship grew, all of a sudden, my wife started doing different things outside the home. We had waited a little too long. You probably should have gone out a little bit sooner
with the cookbook and
that kind of stuff. Yes, I would have liked that. I don't know if we were ready to do it because we did have a lot of kids. It was different if you have one or two kids. And
well, it depends on the person, though, Gino, don't you think? I mean, at the time, I was, I think, having children under four, I think I was just, you know, it is exhausting and tiring and still, you know what I mean? I think at age five, our youngest was five, then it's like, okay, now it's time for me to do something different. But I think two is something to mention. A lot of women that I personally have talked to, and even myself in the beginning, you have to know your value, because a lot of times, even society will tell you, you know, go to college. You have to go to college. You have to get a really good job because that's where your worth is. That's where your value is. And a lot of times we put what we do for a living and we place too much emphasis on that about like what type of person we are, what we're worth. And a lot of times as a stay-at-home mom, guess what? You don't get paid. You don't get someone giving you a raise or those good jobs. You know, little kids don't say anything. They say sometimes really terrible things for you. And so that's where the husband comes in. You know, when your husband comes home and he's not even acknowledging you, that could cause trouble. And yes, we've gone through really difficult times over the years. We've come through them because we worked at them and because we knew our relationship was something to work at. But there's a whole thing here. When we talk about traditional life of just, I mean, it's just so basic, having a family, raising family. And sometimes it seems like when I look, I'm not really in the world. Like I'm not really out there like watching the news and on social media and stuff. So I'm kind of living in my own bubble of stay-at-home mom type of bubble, homeschoolers. But it's just so natural. And so I that's why when Gino sent the trad wife, I'm like, that's awesome. I think that's amazing. Isn't that a good thing? And he was like, I can't believe that's what they call you guys. And I'm like, no, I think it's a good thing. It's traditional. It's a traditional life that I think is missing in the world because we're so busy trying to make something of ourselves out in the world of business when really at home, I mean, we're raising these people and we don't see the value of the family anymore.
This starts a lot earlier for a lot of people listening to this. If you're young, you're a young adult, possibly go to a community college. Don't rack up $200,000 or $300,000 of student debt, because then all of a sudden your options are limited. Your choice is limited. You have to go to work to get a job to pay for that. Watch out becoming a consumer, where you're out there buying consumer goods and buying all the most expensive things and getting car loans and maybe buying a home that's too big for you. You want to have the option to be able to, you know, if you want to lead that traditional life, a lot of that's going to stop you. I mean, I was just going over with somebody else, and our needs over the past 20 years have just exponentially grown. 20 years ago, when we started doing this, over 20 years ago, there was no cell phone. So cell phones were, it's $250 a month.
I love to talk to the kids about that. Back when we got married, we had one cell phone at one point, I think 5 years in.
And And think about it. You have cell phones,
right.
You have internet now costs. You have all these different subscriptions. I pay $6 a month for Ring. Yeah. I pay so many monthly subscriptions that you're paying. It's so much easier to be able to spend money. And I think if you want to live a traditional lifestyle, there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it. A lot of lonely days, a lot of lonely nights. So there's days when my wife couldn't take a shower because it was just one of those days where all of a sudden it's 5 o'clock. And guess what? Dad's coming home and I haven't made dinner yet. It can be lonely. It can be really hard. And I think you have to have that long-term mindset, and you have to say to yourself, it's for the greater good. And I think anybody who's been truly successful in any endeavor, it comes down to sacrifice. And if you don't have a great family life, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot of your time, whether you're the father who goes out to work or the mother who goes out, whichever one it is. But I sacrificed a lot of weekends and a lot of nights not to be home. I would have rather chosen to be home and do some cool stuff than go work, but I had to work, and my wife probably would have liked to do other stuff than sit down with a 6-year-old screaming, homeschooling her and trying to do 3 loads of laundry in a day and trying to get dinner ready. So there is sacrifice, but once you sacrifice and it becomes routine and you build that habit, you build that muscle, if you're able to do this, you're able to do anything in your life.
Jake and Gino's Multifamily Mastery 6 is coming to the Gaylord Palms in Orlando, Florida this October 14th and 15th. Join Jake and Gino as they welcome special guests like Chris Voss, Luke Wren, David Green, and many more. Discover Jake and Gino's 3-step framework for real estate success, enabling students to accumulate $4 billion in assets. MM6 is the multifamily event of 2023 that you do not want to miss. Go to jakeandgino.com/MM6 to reserve your tickets today.
I agree. I know. And you know, that's the thing. It's a lot of times we don't think about this. A lot of questions that we ask our teenage girls, because we're talking about wives here, is what do you want to do after school? What college do you want to go to? What career do you want? And I personally do ask my children, you know, tell me what your long-term life, you want to be married, have children, tell me what it is. And that's, of course, that's usually what they say, probably because that's what they grew up in and they loved it. But I think that's something that we forget to talk to our kids about is marriage, is family, the importance of it. And I think that's a mistake in the society, because obviously it's not going to go anywhere. People aren't getting married. But it almost seems like, Gino, is that is like the second thought. Well, find out what your career is. Find out what your job is. Work as hard as you can. And then at some point, if you want to get married.
That's for me the conspiracy. And I can be a conspiracy person for 1 minute. What does the government want? The government wants employees. The government doesn't want families to stay home, to be intact, because the nuclear family solves all problems. Because if you're both married and you stay at home and you raise independent, smart kids, guess what? They don't need the government to actually bail them out, because they're their own entities. When you're creating all of these issues in society, it's because of the breakdown of the family. Go back 50 and 60 years ago, a lot more families intact. There's a lot more going on. What the government and what the economy, what capitalism wants, is it wants two people out of the house working for consumerism, being able to spend money. That velocity of money goes into the economy. It continues to churn the economy and the governments get richer. The governments get more tax money because there's more money being made. So obviously there's more tax money going in there. And for them to be able to spend more money, it's all interconnected as far as I'm concerned. So for me, being able to look at that and say, huh, how do we solve a lot of these problems? I think if there's more people that are willing to focus on family life and not being worried about what, you know, the Kardashians are wearing this week on Instagram, I think it better serves them to focus on their family and how they can better their family. But I've got here, this is really the last thing that I want to talk about. I know my wife's got some other things, but for me, when we had started this over 20 years ago, we got married, there weren't that many stay-at-home jobs for moms. There weren't. I think now you can sort of have a blend of a traditional family. If you're a wife who stays at home, or I have a couple of things written down here. You could be a blogger. You can be a graphic designer. You can be a podcast producer, data entry. You can do customer service. You can be a VA. You can work part-time 10 hours. There are so many employers out there right now that are dying to hire. If you can get 10 or 15 or 20 hours a week and you still want to stay relevant, you still want to make some money, and it's not even just for the money. It's maybe just for the relationships. It's just for the excitement. There's a way for you to fit that into your life, whereas 20, 30 years ago, really, there weren't the opportunities that there are nowadays. The internet has really allowed and opened up so many different opportunities. And then what happens is, let's say you have younger kids and you've got that skill and you're continuing the skill set. When the kids get older and, you know, they're out of the house, or you can go slide right back into the workforce. And that's what my wife has been doing the last couple of years here with me. She's been able to take on more responsibility because the kids have gotten older. And all of a sudden, she's written 2 kids books. We're launching a third one in a few months. We've got the podcast. She's bothering me about all these ideas. I've got this idea and
sometimes
that idea.
I think, why did I tell you this idea?
It's so overwhelming. I mean, sometimes as women, better, that trad life is better. Leave me alone. Stay home. But I think that's the great thing is if you want to do a part-time job, 5 or 10 hours a week, just to keep your skill set up, because that day comes really quick. It seems like when you're in the trenches and you can't take a shower and you got 3 loads of laundry looking at you, it's never going to be over. I don't want you to say, I can't wait till the kids get older, because it happens so quickly.
Well, it doesn't happen quick for me. It didn't happen quick for me. But let's just be honest.
It didn't happen quick.
But we did have a long stretch of children.
It does go quickly.
Which is unusual. Yeah. Well,
it goes slowly, but it goes quickly. Before you know it, it's over, and then you didn't enjoy the times
it's
that
different.
You had.
Yes, a lot of yes, I agree with you in a lot of those.
Things. She agrees with me finally.
Kind of. It wasn't quick. Though.
She can't even give me a full check.
Feels
mark,
like
everybody.
I was just drowning the whole time. That's what it felt like.
Tell me how'd you feel? Was I waterboarding you? Is that what
maybe,
you're saying?
Maybe.
I would come home.
Was.
I'd put her down. I would waterboard her.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I see. Here's the thing. I just want to put this out there that I. A lot of people think that I will criticize a person for working full time and having children. Absolutely not. I'm so what's that word? Encouraging to anyone that wants to do like a full time career and have children, whatever works for you.
That's right.
But I have to say though, is that I have talked to many women who regretted that. I do have very good friends who are doctors, lawyers, pediatricians, the whole thing, that had children. And was like, what did I get? Why did I let society tell me what to do? And we regretted it. And so I want to put that out there that it is okay to be a stay-at-home mom. It is okay to be a traditional person that wants a traditional family. And there are many, many times over the years that people did yell at me in all sorts of places for having too many children, for staying home, for homeschooling. Oh my gosh, I've heard everything by people that I still can't believe that said certain things to me. But when you know what you want, when you know what is right for you, just stick with it. And my advice to those people that like yell at you, don't say anything, because remember that they are obviously going through something that's triggered them to be angry. It has nothing to do with you personally. Just stay quiet and say thank you for your advice or whatever it is. Just something kind and leave, because it's helpful to know that they've gone through something, so you're not angry at them and you don't change your decision based off of it. Because like I said, family members had said stuff to us, and I could have easily said, okay, forget it. I'm just going to go to work. I'm going to not have any more children, the whole thing. And I'm just so thankful that I had Gino to back us up, that we talked about things and made decisions based off what was best for us. So I just encourage you, do what's best for you, your husband, your family, and do what's best that you what you know to be right. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I'll end it by saying this. Your next action steps, as you're listening to this, whether you want to have a traditional life or not, we're not here to mm-hmm. tell you to do that. But what we would tell you to do is to establish what your values are. What do you value most? What do you want your legacy to be remembered for? Because I'm going to tell you, I would not be half as successful as I am right now if my wife did not allow me the luxury of actually going to work and being able to focus on the job. I would not. That is just a fact. If I had to stop working at 3 o'clock, go pick up the kids and drive somewhere, and I didn't have the chauffeur, or if I didn't have those healthy meals, or if I didn't have the life coach helping me out, or if I didn't have that personal assistant, hey, Julia, can you post this on LinkedIn? Hey, Julia, we got to buy tickets. A lot of that is mental bandwidth. It's stuff that I don't can't focus on during the day. And she allows me to do that. And that's something where I value and I treasure. And I think that's so important. Things that we just completely overlook. She allowed me to go to work and completely focus on being able to provide and being able to be a better business person and create a business. So for those of you out there listening, what are your core values? What do you value most? Discuss that as a couple. If you do value family, if you do value the I don't want to say the traditional life. Yeah, well, I could say you should say the traditional life, but staying out of the nonsense of what's going on, of what schools are teaching, of being your kids, you're your kid's steward, basically. You're teaching them everything. If that's what you value, traditional life may be appropriate for you. Now, is it going to be harder? Absolutely, because we're always comparing ourselves to others as far as how much more money someone else has. That may come into the play, but remember, pull back your values. Is it more important to drive a nice car or to have a lasting legacy with your children? So when your kids get older, they're like, yeah, mom and dad were there for me and they provided just enough for me, the basic needs that I needed, but I had such a great childhood growing up. That's what really left an impact on me and my wife. We were like, yes, we want to have that relationship with our kids. And more importantly, we want our kids to have a relationship amongst themselves, that they're their best friends. And that's why for us, it was pretty easy to say, hey, this lifestyle works really well for us.
You just mentioned something it reminded me of. It's important to remember, and this is for me personally that I have to remember, as a mother that decided to stay home and sacrifice, you know, every other opportunity out there, I have to remember that that was my decision. That wasn't anyone else's decision. And so when my kids grow up and I don't find them to be thankful or appreciative or realize the sacrifice I put in, I should not, I better not hold it against them. And I say that because I've heard a lot of people in my life say, I can't believe I sacrificed my life and look where my kids ended up. And it just kills me because it's on us to remember that that was our decision. And we need to hold to that. So my kids ever say that, well, that was my decision. I hope they don't. I don't think they will.
I don't think so.
But it's something to remember is that that was my sacrifice and I'm thankful for it. And I'm thankful. But there was one thing I just remembered when we had our house in New York, you had your office in the center of our house. And I remember you just got into real estate. And so it was really challenging to keep the kids quiet. And the kids sometimes would sneak into your room and give you an espresso. And I'd be standing outside waiting. And you had this wooden sign above your door. And it said, my dream in life is to have the same lifestyle as my wife and kids. And I hated that sign. I'm like, well, this guy doesn't even know what I do. Like, what a jerky sign. And I was always irritated until a couple of days ago where it was like a Friday, I guess, and I had all the kids. We took off school because it was beautiful out. We went to the beach and I took a little selfie of myself and I sent it to Gino, said, miss you. And I was like, wow, I have that lifestyle now, like that one that he always wanted. And I'm like, all right, it took 25 years.
It didn't take 25 years. You had it before that.
I'm talking like where I don't have to help the kids out of the car. I don't have to bring them to the bathroom. I don't have to help them change out of their bathing suit. Just the annoying things in life that we have to do. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can actually close my eyes at the beach and not worry that my kids are going to die, or you know what I mean? And so I finally have the lifestyle. Now we don't have the sign anymore. I think I probably got rid of it.
She burned it.
Probably.
I think it went in the dumpster when we moved from New York.
But I just want to make a point is that the respect between spouses are so crucial in order to have a healthy marriage. Because when there's one or the other, and it could be the wife, husband, whatever, verbal abuse, just neglect, all of that plays a role. And we have to constantly work on a relationship. Because it's so important. The kids are watching, we're watching, other people are watching. And in order to have a healthy marriage, a satisfying marriage, we have to constantly work on it and be open and not be so sensitive.
Well said. I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us today on the traditional life. If you want to learn more about Jake and Gino, go to just jakeandgino.com. And finally, I'm going to end off with my send-off. Okay. I'm Gino. She's Julia. and we are Julia and Gino. Thanks, everyone.